Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Case closed. Kim Davis has won the fight for religious freedom. Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. We're going to be talking about this case with Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Just a few days ago, the federal district judge, which is the lower court judge, ordered all three of the lawsuits filed against Kim Davis to be dismissed in their entirety. The case is closed, and the cases have been removed from the docket. So this puts an exclamation mark, frankly, at the end of Kim Davis's quest for religious freedom. Not only does she have religious freedom, not only do we have a pro-life, pro-family, pro-religious liberty, pro-Kim Davis governor, Christian, in the mansion in the Capitol there in Kentucky, but we also have the ACLU's case, Matt, completely dismissed. They don't get damages, attorney's fees, or costs. They walk away with not a red cent.
Yeah, and it's so refreshing in a time when religious liberty is under such assault to see such a tremendous victory like this. You know, it seems like we're taking 10 steps backwards and 2 steps forward, but this is definitely a monumental step forward. And, you know, they tried to vilify her, demonize her. She had death threats, Kim Davis did. She was thrown in jail by this very judge, David Bunning, for 6 days, and never once did she waffle, did she waver. She stood firm on her convictions and on the truths of Scripture, and now the ACLU has lost, has gone down in flames, and the homosexual activist lobby cannot be too happy about this. They really wanted to set her up as an example, Matt, and instead they made a martyr of her, and frankly, they have made her, and believe me, she is very reluctant in this role, but she has become a hero to religious liberty and to those who want to stand firm on the truths of Christ.
Well, she does stand strong because of her relationship and the transformation that Jesus Christ has made in her life. You know, we had three federal lawsuits that were against her: Miller versus Davis, Ermold versus Davis, Yates versus Davis, and now there's Nothing versus Davis. In fact, we have defended her all the way up to the Federal Court of Appeals, even up to the United States Supreme Court, as a result of this courageous woman's stand for Christ. And it wasn't her courage, it was the courage that she had and the faithfulness that she had in Jesus Christ. She would not be unfaithful to him. She would not be disobedient to him. She would not raise herself up and have the audacity to issue a marriage license using her name and authority as the issuer and authorizer of a marriage that is in conflict with God's design and definition of marriage. She's just not going to do it. You could put her in jail for 6 days, 6 months, 6 years. She's not going to change her position. And because of her courage, because of her stand, lots and lots of things have happened, Holly, that we can just begin to reiterate. But I think one of the things you say, well, didn't this case just get dismissed at the Court of Appeals? Didn't they shut this down? Well, they sent it back down to the court in the lower level, and the ACLU wanted to say, we want the case to continue, because they wanted to have damages, financial penalties assessed against her. They wanted to get attorney's fees for all of the work, and they also wanted to get their cost paid. And not a single penny will go to the ACLU. No damages, no attorney's fees, no cost.
You know,
case is done.
All I can say is praise God for this whole long journey, ordeal that she has gone through. And it's just like God. You know, you think about those characters in the Bible that he chooses to use, those unsuspectable people. You know, you think of Kim and her background, and she's just a humble, godly woman who was chosen to be put on this platform. So it's not only a victory for her, but for all Americans, other county clerks or other government workers that want to faithfully serve the public, but yet hold to their deeply held religious beliefs.
Indeed, it's a victory for all Christians around the world, because Kim Davis became not just a United States phenomenon, she became a world phenomenon.
Yeah, I mean, we had New Zealand calling, wanting interviews with her, and Australia, and I mean, they've
all over the world.
Worldwide.
We had people that I know were traveling in Europe, and while they're going through the hotels or in their hotels, they're turning on the TV, and there's Kim Davis in Latin America, South America, all over the world. Frankly, we had churches that had communicated with us saying that they were praying for Kim Davis.
Right.
So this became a worldwide conflict, and she became a worldwide example, because this issue of attempting to redefine human sexuality and God's creation of marriage is not just isolated to the United States. It's a worldwide battle and struggle that's taking place around the world.
It is. And let's not forget, let's reiterate here, Kim Davis is not Catholic, but out of this, she was actually praised by Pope Francis for her courage in standing firm on the truths about marriage and about human sexuality. And Vatican officials invited her to, and she did, in fact, have a private meeting with her and her husband Joe with the Pope, despite the media's attempt later on to spin and say that wasn't true. The facts are out there. She did privately meet with the Pope. He praised her. They agreed to pray for one another. So even, you know, even the Pope, I'm not a Catholic. You're not Catholic, but that's a pretty neat. How many people have the Vatican request a private meeting with the Pope?
You know, I just recently got a book. Of a very prominent bishop, I should say cardinal, not bishop, but cardinal, that actually in the preface to the book that he wrote, actually gave me a personal message thanking us for standing up for religious freedom. And, you know, the reason for this is that this battle is a worldwide battle, and it transcends a Democrat and Republican political parties. It transcends religions and denominations because it is universal. It is something that is transmitted through the millennia of human history from the very creation. And in fact, as a proof that it transcends politics, in this particular case, as a result of Kim Davis, the Kentucky General Assembly got together and they passed a bill 97-0 in the House, not a single person voting against, and 36-0 in the Senate. Unanimous on both the House and the Senate, Republicans and Democrats coming together. And as a result of Kim Davis, a new Republican governor was elected, Matt Bevin, an outspoken Christian, only the third Republican ever elected in Kentucky since Reconstruction. And he's pro-life, he's pro-marriage as one man and one woman, pro-religious freedom, and he came to visit Kim Davis when she was in jail. I met him as a candidate for governor. And a few months later, he won the governor's race.
And largely due to his support for Kim Davis. And boy, is he cleaning up the state of Kentucky right
he
now.
He is, you know. And in fact, the media had counted him out even on the day of the election. And they had to end up on the day after, the Wednesday and Thursday after, they had to end up acknowledging that he got into office largely because of the marriage and Kim Davis issue.
And he created the one marriage license form, which does not require the county clerk's name or title, which is what Kim asked for in the very beginning.
Yeah, she wanted religious freedom accommodation.
Exactly.
She never had to go to jail. In fact, when the judge put her in jail for those 6 days, it's like throwing gasoline on the fire.
Yeah. Right. Uh-huh.
Because then it became this worldwide phenomenon. She already was in the news. But it was a year ago. If you think about it, only about 12, 13, 14 months ago was this all happening. And all of this happens in a period of a year to a year plus a couple months. And it's all because a woman who wasn't looking for a fight, but when the battle came to her front desk, in reality, she was not going to compromise. And as a result, I think she is an example for all of us around the world.
You know, we posted the press release on our Facebook site, Liberty Council Facebook site, on Friday. And after 2 hours, we had 50,000 views. And then now we've had almost 400,000 views. So there's a lot of people interested in what Kim Davis has done.
A lot of people around the world have been very thankful for this woman, Kim Davis. She will be at Value Voters along with her husband and her son. And we are hosting Kim Davis there at Value Voter. She was there last year, and she received a Courage Award from Tony Perkins, the president of Family Research Council, at one of the evening events. And she, or one of the day's events there, she was recognized as a woman standing up for courage. And if you know this woman, you realize that she is just a gentle, humble woman who loves the Lord. And that's all she is. And because of that, she will remain faithful to Him. She's an example to all of us. God bless Kim Davis, and thank you for standing with us and praying for the ministry. Visit lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.